Strange Adventure.
It was a few minutes before three, just about closing time for the only bank in the small Mexican village. The two Americans, who currently called themselves Pete Smith and Bill Jones, dismounted and tied their horses to the hitching post in front of the bank. Pete glanced up and down the dusty, deserted street.
Say, Bill, take a good look at the saddles on those horses tied to the next post. What do they look like to you?
Not the same as they do to you. They're the kind of saddles the rurales use.
Yeah, and I don't like the idea of them soldier cops being so close when we pull the job. I want at least a blockhead start when the chase begins.
Now, don't be so jittery, Pete. The way this is going to work, they could be right in front of the bank and not know what's going on. We'll be halfway to the border before they set a foot in the stirrup. Come on. There's the fella to lock the door of the bank.
Pete and Bill rushed across the boardwalk and pushed the bank door open. The man inside blocked their way.
Sorry, senors, but the bank is closing. Please come back in the morning.
Yeah, we'll be a long way from here by then. This is very urgent. Besides, it's still half a minute till you're supposed to close.
Very well, senors. We will take care of you.
As soon as the doors were locked and the blinds drawn behind them, the robbers drew their guns. Bill motioned to the terrified employees.
All right. Keep quiet and get in the back room.
Bill held his gun on the small group while Pete took his time, binding and gagging each person. Satisfied that everyone was secure, the two Americans leisurely scooped several thousand pesos of gold and paper currency into leather pouches. Bill couldn't refrain from gloating.
See how easy it was, Pete? Them cops could be leaning against the door and wouldn't suspect a thing.
The two men calmly let themselves out and stepped to the boardwalk. When they turned from closing the door behind them, Bill let out an oath and a roar.
Look, Pete, some dirty crook stole our horses.
Both men stared at the empty hitching post. Pete became frantic.
Bill, what do we do now?
Come on, Pete. We've got one chance.
The two men dashed to the next hitching post and mounted the horses of the rurales. As they thundered out of town, Bill began laughing. When they were far enough into the desert to be safe from pursuit, the horses were slowed to a walk. Bill was still laughing.
This worked out better than we expected. Them rurales can't chase us at all without their horses.
Pete, however, was still jittery. He pointed to a company of rurales approaching them. Bill quieted his fears.
Oh, they're coming from across the desert. They can't know about the bank. Consequently, we're safe.
The leader of the rurales stopped Bill and Pete.
Señores, you're under arrest. When Gregos ride horses with rurale saddles, the animals and saddles must be stolen.
The saddles, which had originally warned the two men of the nearness of the police, were the cause of their being caught. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Knife War, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.